CBA Mobile. Letting you on the road, W2T. Rusty, they keep renewing my driver's license, so I just keep driving.
I got there and drove anyway.
I would. Oh, me. Hopefully, it'll be a few years before I have to hang them up.
A few more for me. Now, of course, the next time I renew mine, since I'll be 75, they'll only renew it for 5 years instead of the 10 like they have in the past.
Really, I didn't know that. Huh. So, that's interesting.
They start renewing them in 5-year blank periods instead of 10-year periods.
So that means this will be my last 5-year one then, I mean 10-year one then. It's good to know, I guess. I tell you, so what are you up to today?
TR. There's trouble now. And that's what TR stands for, trouble. Anyway, now I'm sitting here finishing up my little bit of pizza, having something light for lunch, a very thin crust, light cheese pizza for breakfast so that I can eat a little bit more at supper time tonight when we get over at Mizo's. Go ahead, Tom.
That's a good one. Bernice would agree with you. Well, Dave, you're in trouble because Toys R Us is out of business now, and that's where you got your license renewed last time.
Funny, I'll have you know, I got mine at the Kmart Blue Light Special.
That business and there's no more blue lights, you're in trouble still.
Hey, Rusty is too, because he got his at Woolworth.
Monkey Wards, and they're still in business.
Not old enough to know what Monkey Wards is, Rusty. Go ahead, Nick.
Montgomery Ward, I remember them.
Brown is a sale by internet or through their catalogs anymore. I don't think they have any stores around. And I'm surprised JCPenney still has stores around. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I got mine at S.H. Kress. I don't know if you had that down here. We had it in Kansas, though, Dave.
One downtown the years back, maybe back in the 60s.
Oh, we had them down in Charleston area. In fact, we had a couple of their stores downtown in Charleston. So a couple in Charleston, one in North Charleston. And, you know, so that, yeah, I remember those two stores too, Tom. And also, you know, you think you keep throwing these things out there that are going to throw us for a loop, but it ain't going to happen.
That's too dang old. Well, anyways, guys, good to hear y'all. It's 93 here, 55% humidity, and 103-degree heat in the Exco, the weather station says here in front of me. Bernice is cleaning up my mess. I was talking to ND7J earlier, and he got entwined with the cable TV company, and of course Bob with a temperate, a moderate temper, he discontinued their service to say the least. I think it was probably an asset that the guy was Spanish and didn't speak English very well, knowing Bob. So anyways, I had to go up in the attic and I took a picture of my over-the-air antenna, and I found a loose connection, of course. Back in the day when I put it up there, I used those screw-on cable TV type terminals, and I found one of them loose, so of course, means it's 145 degrees up there in the attic now, and I can't take it. So I got a little squirrel cage fan, aimed it up the ladder, dirt all over the place, of course, even though I'd vacuumed it. And I got the crimping tool out and put a crimping fitting on there. But I stayed cool while I done it. I mean, you just stick your head up there and you about melt, Dave, and I suppose you're going to play tennis.
Actually, I'm at Power Sports. I had to order a blade cylinder rebuild kit for my clutch from a motorcycle. I'll be back in a minute if y'all carry on, KP4CPA.
Bob, it was probably a good thing he was talking to somebody whose English was not their first language. And not to say that he has a short temper sometimes, but you know. And I'll probably hear about it tonight at the SCDXA meeting. And go in there tonight and enjoy a little bit of time and everything. K9 GDP is coming up tonight. Talked with him earlier today, and he said he was coming up. So looks like we'll have a good group of folks there tonight. Tom, you going to come?
CR. No, I'd like to, but... with this Delta variant around and having heart failure, it's just not a good choice for me. One of our friends just went to a big meeting down in Florida, and he wound up with the COVID. And wherever you have large groups and that, but he wasn't vaccinated like you are, Rusty, or I am. And... went into pneumonia, I guess, but at any rate, he's doing better now. And I'm just going to avoid the larger groups. It's just not worth the risk. We're back to wearing masks when we go into Sam's and Costco's and such, which is not that often.
I can understand that. You know, I can understand that. That's... And as they say, that's the choice, and you make your choice, and you know, and you go with it. It's, you know, I don't fault anybody for whatever they decide to do. I'm not going to say one way or other. Right now I'm comfortable with what I'm doing, and, you know, I know some people are not, and I'll carry a mask with me, and if I run into some place, well, you know. I'll usually put my mask on until I get out and you know, go on about my business, as they say.
Yeah, I'll go along with people like you that have gotten the vaccination, and I'll tell you why. There's 160 million people out there that's got it. And the president's begging everybody to get it. And the CDC's begging everybody to get it. And the school systems are begging. So I'll err on the side of that. And at my age, I'm not going to worry about taking another shot. I think I will space them out a little bit. I'll get my, we'll get our flu shots maybe in September. And then we'll get our third COVID shot in October. They say we're eligible for it, Rusty, after 8 months. Now, I think yours will be longer down the line than that, because I know you had it and then you got the shot, which was a smart thing to do. And so you'll be out a little further than us, I guess.
Probably be, let's see, I got the last shot in March. I got them in February and March, so... yeah, end of February, end of March, so April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, about December, about time, about Christmas time.
I think I saw something, and I don't watch much of it, but on the regular, you know, local news I watch, they come up with statistics and that, and this Delta variant is multiplying exponentially and is... I don't know, 10 times more transmittable. And I think they say after 8 months, like any other, like the flu shot or that, it goes down towards the end of that year. And I did see something said after 8 months it would be only 31% effective, whereas it started out up in the 80s or 90s. So at that time, you're supposed to get another booster. Yeah, I'm not surprised. That's just the way things are with vaccines. But maybe they'll come up with something better in the meantime. Who knows? But at any rate, well, I don't know if Dave's got to hone that cylinder on that clutch shifter or not. He was over here just prior to that noticing that not shifting right. And there wasn't a drop of anything on the driveway. So I had an old Nissan truck, and it had a hydraulic clutch, and it done that. It, every so many years, those little cups in there kind of wear out on you, and you'd have to kit it, you know. This is N0TR.
About those type of things, I've never had one that had a hydraulic clutch on it, so at least I don't think so. But anyway, I'm sure he'll find what he needs to get it fixed and be sure he's safe out there on the road. And everything. Got to get on the road in the morning myself, or about midday I'm going to get on the road and head to Raleigh and for that meeting I got on Saturday morning. So I guess I'll figure out what's going on from there anyway. Just kind of taking it easy around here today. I had to run out and do a couple of things. Help a guy unload our risers from the chorus. We had used them Monday night at a performance over at the Woodlands at Furman. And he had them in the back of his truck, and he didn't want to run around with them in the back of his truck until next week. So he called me up, and I met him over there, and we unloaded them, put them back in our store, in the room where we store stuff. They'll be... time we need them.
For reason, you started getting scratchy, Rusty. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got them out there. It got too dang hot. And I don't blame him for wanting to have his truck where he could use it. That hydraulic assist thing, like in my truck, it don't amount to anything. It's just a little 1-inch cylinder and maybe 2 or 3 inches long. And all it does is it's got a regular clutch in it like any other vehicle, but that, I guess, assists your foot pressure so that you don't have to push it down as hard or something, and then it exerts more pressure on the clutch discs. So there's really not anything big to it. However, I didn't know they used those on the motorcycle, and I might add, he's got a magnificent motorcycle. It's beautiful. It really is. And it does just what he wants to do. Anyways, I'll let you go. I guess you're wanting to get out of here, and I need to get a bite in my stomach because I didn't take my sand or medicine, if you will, until late, and my stomach kind of is telling me about it. Take care, Rusty. WU2TN0TR. Have a good trip at 73.
All right, well, I'm not going anywhere today. Next place I'm going to tonight is to the SCDXA meeting. And I won't leave here till about 5 o'clock or a little after, headed that way. Yeah, yours got noisy, too. I don't know what's going on out there today. I've noticed several times today that, things have been like that. So, anyway, we'll catch you later. You go take your medicine, and Bernice will beat you about the head and shoulders if you don't. Talk to you later. N0TR W2T73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Say hello to all the guys down there, and I miss them. N0TR.
Will do, W2T.
CP4 CPA mobile.
I was just getting ready to head out here, and I was just... we're going down to Publix there and get some chicken and something else. Oh, Bernice wanted some Epsom salts. And is that much of a job to kit that? Or I was going to say, I think I got a little hone if you don't have one, but I'm certain you got one. Never mind that.
I thought I ordered my parts from Power Sports, which is right here on Wade Hampton, and not far from where I live, and I ordered them from Foothills, which is in Easley. I'm at 153, so I got to drive all the way over there just to pick up the part.
You get old, you slip a little, you know.
It was Monday, and Foothills was closed on Monday, and, Power Sports is closed on Monday, so I called Foothills, and I said, well, you know, snooze you lose.
Did they have it in stock there at Power Sports?
I doubt they stock anything for Valkyrie. They quit making them, and, oh, gosh. 04, I think. But anyway, you know, just think of all the parts of one motorcycle and the room it would take to just to stock parts for it, and then you have all the different makes and models. You know, it's like a huge warehouse. So they have a computer program now that tells them, you know, what they need to order based on the usage, you know, how often it's asked for in the over the counter.
Well, Bernice is waiting here. I need to get saddled up and headed out. I'm thinking I might need a Nexium here, and I don't know if I took it or not. Talk about slipping. Anyways, you drive safe. Maybe I'll catch you out in the mobile in 0TR clear.
Yeah, be safe out there, and talk to you later. KB4CBA mobile.